Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We're talking about the true nature of Allah, the God of Muhammad, Al-Mudil, the one who leads people astray. This is a long study, and I know I'm doing my best to cover some of the verses of the Quran where we learn about Allah to be the one who mislead people, which is a very bad attribute. It's a very bad name. In the Bible, it belonged to one and one only, who is Satan. But somehow, in the Quran, Allah added that great attribute to himself to be the one who leads people astray. As we're going to see today, I'm going to go a little bit faster because I don't want to keep repeating myself, but we will be also looking at some strange or unusual attachment to Allah to be the one who lead people astray, especially when we get to Quran chapter 9, which is the final word of Allah, as we know from so-called Muslim scholars, that chapter 9 is the final words Muhammad received as revelation from Angel Jibreel, who brought it down to Muhammad from the guarded board in heaven, from Allah. So without further ado, let us look together at that which is written in Quran chapter 7 and verse 178. For there we read, whomever Allah guides, so he is the guided, and whomever he leads astray, so those are the losers. Now we know there are winners and there are losers. The winners are those whom Allah guided to Islam, and the losers are the one whom Allah led astray. And that is not the problem of the people. Once again, that is the problem of Allah, who loves to lead people astray. Let me remind you, for one reason and for one reason only, that is to send them to hell, that he, that is Allah, fulfill his word, which was given to Satan, that he will surely fill hell with human and jinn. Similar to Quran chapter 7, verse 178, that is which is written in verse 186. For there we read, whomever Allah leads astray, so there is no guide for him, and he will lead them in their rebellion blindly. Notice here that if Allah chooses to lead somebody astray, that someone will never be guided. It's over, no matter what. And here I wonder why Muslims are fighting so hard to force everybody to believe in Islam. They're actually lying and using deception all over the West, and they're using the sword all over the Middle East in the Muslim world to force everybody to become Muslim. Why can't they leave people alone? After all, if Allah wants to guide somebody to Islam, he, that is Allah, will make them Muslim. And if Allah will lead somebody astray, that somebody will never be guided to Islam. So why Muslims are trying to help Allah to do the things which Allah assured us in the Quran no one can do? Let me read it to you again. In Quran 7 verse 186, Allah said, whomever Allah leads astray, that is the people who will become infidels. Those are the people who will not accept Islam. So there is no guide for him. Notice it go from plural to singular, which is a normal talk of Allah in the Quran. He just forgot. He was talking to a bunch of people, and now it became just one guy, which is okay. After all, Muhammad did not know how to read and write, so that is what you expect from an illiterate man, as Muslims claim Muhammad to be. I actually personally believe that this is not the case. Muhammad was an educated man. The problem is the person who was helping Muhammad to make up the Quran did not have good Arabic foundation. He was a foreigner. But here is the end of the verse. So there is no guide for him, and he will leave them in their rebellion blindly. So start with they, and in the middle of the verse, it became he, and ended once again with they. And the most important point of that verse is that no hope ever will be for those or for him whom Allah will lead astray. Therefore, Muslims should quit forcing people to accept Islam, because after all, if Allah said that those whom he led astray will never be guided, Muslims need to stop and submit to the will of Allah for the lost infidel people. Now let's go to Quran chapter 9 and verse 115. We learn a brand new thing we have not covered in the previous broadcast. And that is Allah leads people to guidance and then he leads them astray. And I wonder why Allah would do that. I thought if Allah leads somebody astray, he will not be guided. And if Allah guides someone to Islam, he will not be led astray. But in that verse, that is 9:115, we learn that new ideology, the new beliefs of Islam. Let me remind you again that Quran chapter 9 is the final word of Allah. I mean, we're talking about the last few verses which we can discover in the miracle of Islam, the Quran. The only evidence which Muhammad had for his prophethood. Here is what Allah said in 9:115. And it was not of Allah to lead people astray after he had guided them until he showed them what they fear. Surely Allah knows all things. I'm sorry, I can tell you with all respect that Allah we're talking about, the God of Muhammad, not only he does not know all things, but he knows nothing. This is exactly what it is. Because if Allah in the Quran told us, if he desired to lead someone to guidance, he does it. And if he desired to lead somebody astray, he does it. So how in the world here in that verse, in the final page of the Quran, Allah is telling us that when he guided someone to Islam, he did not know that someone will be led astray in the end of his life. Are you getting the point? Here is what Allah said. And it was not of Allah to lead people astray after he had guided them. So Allah have a bunch of people and he is telling us, it is not for me to lead them astray after I guided them. But then you have the word until. And that is a huge problem in Islam. Until what? Until he showed them what they fear. So Allah will guide some people to Islam, which is the only guidance we know of according to the teaching of the Quran. And then he will make them taste the fear and then he leads them astray. Wow! What a weird God. And he knows everything? Well, if he knows that the end of these people will be hell, why in the world did he guide them to Islam so they can be led astray to go to hell? This is a problem, my friends. Muslims cannot see these problems because when they read the Quran, they actually wear the glasses of Islam. That is a black glass. I actually have a pair of these glasses here on my desk. That is the one I used last eclipse to look at the sun without damaging my eye. That is the problem of our dear Muslim friends who are reading the Quran to learn about Allah, the one who mislead people from the guidance, the one who lead people astray, and somehow they still worship him as a God worthy to be worshipped or to be praised. Let's move on to a few more verses in the Quran to learn about Allah who leads people astray. That is in Quran chapter 10, verse 108. For there we read, say, O you people, indeed the truth has come to you from your Lord. So whoever is guided, so surely he is only guided to himself. And whoever goes astray, so surely he only strays against it. And I am not a guardian over you. Notice here in that verse, Allah actually contradicts all that which we have covered so far in our study to the nature of Allah or the name of Allah or the attribute of Allah, the one who guides whom he wills and leads astray whom he wills. Why? Because here in Quran chapter 10 and verse 108, we see the free will. Guidance had come to the people. And people can choose to be guided or to be led astray. Let me read to you the verse again. Allah said, say, Allah here is speaking to Muhammad. And what Muhammad would say, listen carefully, O you people, indeed the truth has come to you from your Lord. What truth? The Quran or Islam Or as Ibn Kathir claimed, it is Muhammad himself. So boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, now we know Muhammad is the truth that is copying to that which is written about our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in John 14:6, when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now Muhammad is the truth, or the other opinion of the interpretation of that verse, it is actually the Quran itself.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Allah continued, so whoever is guided, so surely he is only guided to himself. Whoa! Here we see the free will. If I choose to be guided to the truth, if I choose to be guided to Islam, if it is through Muhammad or his Quran, I am guided to myself. It's good for me. And the opposite of that is also true. That is when Allah said, and whoever goes astray, so surely he only strays against it. So if I choose not to believe in the Quran, or if I choose not to believe in Muhammad, if I reject Islam, so I go stray against the truth. Where is Allah here? I thought it is up to Allah for me to be guided or to go astray. As a matter of fact, when you read everything was said by Muhammad about his message and his role as a messenger or a final prophet, it goes in the opposite of that which we read in the end of that verse. I mean, Muhammad said he was commanded by Allah, that is the God of Muhammad, to engage in war with people, that is to carry his sword, to force everybody in Muhammad's days. And that should continue until the end of time, as Muhammad followers will follow his noble example to force people to accept Islam, which goes in the opposite of what I have shared with you earlier. If Allah is the one who chooses to lead some people astray, and if Allah is the one who chooses to guide some people to Islam, Muslims should stop persecuting, killing, using the savage teaching of many of the verses of the Quran to force everybody to become Muslim. What if you are doing the opposite of the will of Allah? Allah does not want Mr. and Mrs. Smith to become Muslim, and you force him to become Muslims by the edge of the sword? Yeah, that is the beauty of the contradictions of the Quran and of the saying of Muhammad. Once again, Muhammad said what? He was commanded by Allah to engage in war with people until people say the Shahada, which is the first pillar of Islam. By saying these two statements, people become Muslims, which means guided to Islam. And that is for people to say that they bear witness there is no God except Allah, and they bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. But hear what Allah said in Quran chapter 10 and in verse 108, and I am not a guardian over you. Wow. You're not responsible, Muhammad, for people to accept Islam or not? For people to be guided or not? This is a chaos, my friends. Once again, Allah contradicts himself because now I can see I can choose to be guided or I can choose to be led astray. And in the same time, Muhammad is no longer responsible for me being a believer or a disbeliever. He was just the prophet who came to warn the people. And we have free will for people to accept or to reject the guidance, the truth, Muhammad or his Quran, to reject or accept Islam. What a strange concept, which goes against everything we have talked so far about Allah al-Mudil, the God of Muhammad, who leads people astray. Well, let's move on to another verse in the Quran. That is Quran chapter 13 and verse 27. And there we have a bold statement written before that verse in my English translation, which states, Allah deliberately misleads those whom he chooses. Here is the word of Allah. And those who became infidels say, were it not that a sign had been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, surely Allah misleads whom he wills, and he guides to himself those who turn. Notice here, the people of Muhammadis, the Mushrikeen, the Christians, the Jews, the idol worshippers, whoever lived there in that time in Saudi Arabia, were asking Muhammad a reasonable question. As a matter of fact, as I shared with you before, in the Bible, it is God who offers the evidence that his prophet is a true prophet, which, by the way, Muhammad copied in the Quran without realizing what he was doing. For example, in the case of Moses, God sent Moses back to Egypt. And God told Moses about the first three miracles which he will be performing in Egypt to prove to the Jewish people, God's chosen people, that he was sent by God. God asked Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, it's a staff. He said, throw it in the ground. And when he did, it turned to a snake. And God said to Moses, hold it by your hand. And when he lifted it up from the ground, it turned back to a staff. And then God asked Moses to put his hand in his bosom. And when he got it out, it was white like leprosy. And then God asked him to put it back in his bosom, and it came back out healthy without any leprosy. And God told Moses, these are two miracles you perform before the children of Israel so that they may know that I have sent you. Add to that, God said, you pour some water on the earth and that water will turn to blood. So if they did not believe the first two signs, they will believe the third one. Wow, that is the God of the Bible, who is assuring us by these three miracles that I am the one who sent Moses to you that he may take you out of Egypt, out of slavery, to the land of honey and milk, to the promised land, which I have promised your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you will inherit. What about Muhammad? Well, here we go in the Quran. Quran chapter 13 and verse 27, we read, and those who became infidels say, were it not that a sign had been sent down on him, him here is Muhammad, from his Lord. His Lord here is Allah. We are willing to believe in you, Muhammad. We are willing to believe in the Quran if you just can perform one sign, one miracle, so you can prove to us that you are a true prophet. What was the response of Allah? Allah said, say, here we go, Muhammad. Here is the answer for the request. Surely Allah misleads whom he wills, and he guides to himself those who turn. And I have to say with all respect, even the end of that verse contradicts all what we have mentioned before in the Quran, except in Quran chapter 10 and verse 108. Why is that? It's very simple. Because if people would turn, that means the people have to do something to be guided. If people would turn, that means the people have to the freedom to choose to accept and believe whatever Muhammad came up with. And that goes against the absolute truth, which we have read throughout the pages of the Quran in many of these verses, that Allah is the one who guides whom he will, and Allah is the one who misleads whom he will. But in simple words, here is the conclusion of Quran chapter 13, verse 27. Muhammad could not perform one miracle. Allah did not send Muhammad with one miracle for one purpose. And what is that purpose? It is because Allah, on purpose, misleads people from the truth so that people will become infidels and people will spend eternity in hell. So that may Allah fulfill His word which He gave to the devil. Surely I will fill hell with people and jinn. Finally, in Quran chapter 13, verse 33, we read, is He who stands above every soul because of what it earns and made to Allah partners, say, name them or inform them of what they do not know on the earth or what is revealed from the saying, yet their deception is beautified for those who became infidels and they were prevented from the way and whom Allah leads astray, so He will have no guide. Notice here again, the deception of Allah in the Quran is very clear that it is Allah who prevented the people from the way. It is Allah who prevented the people from Islam. And if Allah leads someone astray, so He will have no guide. That is the true nature of Allah, the one who mislead people. And when He does, these people have no hope. Thank God for the God of the Bible, that He is not desiring for one person to be lost, for one person to go to eternity in hell, but His desire and His heart wishes is for all people to come to the truth. That is Jesus Christ, the one whom the Father sent to pay for the penalty of our sins, that we may be set free to be guided to Him to spend eternity in heaven with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.